program may contain explicit lyrics and adult themes and may
hurry up before Riz goes home.
Speed it up.
Speed it up.
It's getting cranky. It's time to go.
Do we have to do an intro?
Who fucking made is that?
Oh, man.
Coming in high. Thank you all. Thank you. Hold the applause. You shouldn't have. Welcome to another episode of Buzzin' Podcast.
Oh, what it do, baby?
Yep.
What it do?
Episode 21.
Episode Deion Sanders.
Luigi, what episode?
Oh, 21.
21.
Ooh.
You can hit
Dos
the,
uno.
The SAP button on your podcast button.
If you like to hear this in Spanish.
And you can hear this in Spanish.
Oh, coño, man.
Okay.
Okay, we can't. All right, we fucking that up already.
Yeah.
What up, everybody? What's good?
Hey, what up, doe?
What's popping? I am your host, J-Rod. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Buzzin' Podcast. Like always, I got my boys with me. Richie in the building.
Hey, what up, doe?
Right-hand man, Luigi.
Dímelo, papi.
What's good, huh, fellas?
Oh, man. Feels good to be back.
Yes.
Feels good to be back.
Yeah. Thank you again.
Just got back from the road. You know, we've been on the road for a little while.
Yeah, we went to Vegas.
Yeah.
We were a little turned up that episode. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Didn't turn out how we wanted to turn out. But, well, that's why I was being a little sloppy in Vegas.
I listened to that episode, and I was listening, you know, to me, because every episode.
I listened to me.
I blocked out you guys, you know. No, but anytime, like, we record, I listen, and that was the first episode where I was like, damn, I'm kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
We have our archives, and Rich, you were pretty fucked up on a couple episodes.
Yeah, but that was the first one.
That was the one that actually got aired.
Compared to the other episode, though, that is probably like a two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That really wasn't a big deal, but you could tell in my voice.
Episode, Rich in the building, was trash before we started recording.
Yo.
Trash.
Wait, in Vegas?
In Vegas.
Yeah.
He was trash. Like, he took... What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas to another level.
Yeah. Seriously.
Which we planned it, but
yeah, we were all like, I mean, we drove, you know, Anna, Luigi's wife, and me and my fiance, actually, we drove together, and Johnny and Paige followed shortly after. And I think anyone that lives in, I don't want to say just Arizona, but anyone that goes to Vegas, I mean, I say that anyone that lives in Arizona or California, because when you're driving and you know you got like that short 4-hour ride or 3-hour ride, you're like ready to turn up. You know what I mean? So it's like the first night in Vegas, like that was my mindset. We were all excited. Johnny came through real big with the Buzzin' Podcast swag, and we all got together and
the merch.
Yeah, he came out with the merch.
It was
Buzzin' Podcast merch.
Shout out to Johnny.
Listen, how about we do this really quick?
Let's do it.
Before we start the episode, let's see if we have any really true listeners out there. If you want a Buzzin' Podcast t-shirt, you listen to this episode, you got to DM me. DM me saying you want a t-shirt. I will ship you out a Buzzin' Podcast t-shirt for free.
Mm-hmm. I like
but
that.
I'm not going to post it.
Nope.
You have DM to listen it. To this. I'm not going to post it that I'm giving away merch or whatever. I want to see who's really listening out there. Hit me up in the DM and I'll send you merch. How about that?
That's right.
I like it too.
That's right.
And not only did you come over with like the sweatshirts, but the cups, man. Like, you came through big time. And I forgot my cup at home.
We got the whole shebang. We got,
I know,
Buzzin' Podcast cups, yeah, t-shirts,
hoodies. Yeah.
Getting hats soon.
This is a good look.
Yeah, we're looking good.
We're looking good, man.
For 21 episodes to have merch coming out already?
We look like we've been out here for at least 100.
Shit.
A minute.
Yo, y'all got to tell people so we can get blown up again.
Seriously.
Yeah. Tell someone.
Forgive us for being a little slacking with the episode. We've been a little busy, but I promise you from this point on, it's every week again.
Yeah.
Back to it.
We done did it now.
Yeah. So let's get to it.
Let's do what we do.
Let's stop fucking around. This is what we do. It's Buzzin' Podcast. What are we drinking? What are we buzzing on?
You guys talk. I forgot my bottle. I got a special bottle. I got to go grab it so I can talk. You guys do your thing.
All right. Go get your bottle.
So, Johnny, what you drinking on?
Yo, I am going to keep it smooth, like I always do. And I'm doing Jim Beam and ginger ale. I can't do Coke anymore.
Well, you know, it's true, because after drinking Jim and Coke a long time, it has like a different feeling.
That Coca-Cola just leaves a nasty aftertaste in my mouth. After like you have like 17 of them, you're like, yo, this shit, I need a break from it.
I gotta change
some shit around.
But unlike you, you doing Jim and ginger ale. I laid off with the Jim and Coke for a while, and I started the Jim and ginger ale, and I was doing that for a minute. And now today I switched back to Jim and Coke just to get that feeling back again.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm sipping on, Jim and Coke.
Jim and Coke.
Jim and Coke. Richie in the building, what are you sipping on?
Yo, I got a special bottle right now. Okay. I had to run downstairs to get it. So I got to give a shout out to my man Mario. He's straight from Romania. He brought over a bottle of Ron Zacapa.
Ron Zacapa.
Okay.
So Ron, just another word for rum.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, it's a fancy bottle of rum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I typically don't drink rum, as the listeners know, and as you know, I'm more of a whiskey guy. But
let me get a picture of that bad boy.
And it's dark rum.
Yeah, I started off, we were at your house, and mm-hmm. started just, he told me, he's like, this is perfect liquor to drink on the rock. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna take his advice. And I took maybe 4 or 5 sips. It's one of those drinks, like you said, that you got to just, it takes a long time to drink. So we were on a time schedule because we got to come over here to record the podcast. So I threw some Coke in there. So I'm mixing it with Coke.
We're not on time. You're on a time schedule.
Well, no, I'm
not
to get over schedule. Here. No,
Luigi,
I'm saying.
You on a time schedule, Luigi?
What is the time schedule?
If you let me finish.
I got to bust his balls.
If you let me finish, this was before you were home. So I was like, all right, we got to go. So I had to speed it up because we had a drink. So I'm mixing it with Coke. It's not bad. It's pretty strong.
It's around the Coke.
It's similar, it's fancy, but it's similar to Bacardi, like Bacardi rum, the dark rum.
What the fuck is it called? What, rum de caca?
Rum Zacapa.
Ron Zacapa.
Rum de caca.
Rum de caca.
I'll pass on it.
Okay.
Nah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it ain't bad. It ain't bad.
Give me a shot of it.
I'm gonna do it straight up.
Oh,
yeah. Half of that. No.
Yeah, that's a big. That's like, what is that? A candle?
Yes.
What, you put a candle in there before that?
I'll send everybody a picture on
right there.
Instagram. Yes. Oh, he's not driving.
Oh, what it is?
He's driving. He walking to his room. It's 5 steps from here. So,
oh boy, good luck, Johnny.
Want to make sure he gets there safe.
Hey, cheers!
Cheers, everybody!
Cheers!
I'm gonna start slurring my words in a bit. But that's the good
part. Boy! Oh boy! Now he's about to choke. Yeah. Oh yeah. That'll make your dick hard.
Oh my god!
That'll make the panties wet.
Yo, go get the razor in here. I just see some new hairs growing in his chest.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
See some hairs growing in his chest.
Oh, boy.
That kind of reminds me of a little bit of Hennessy almost.
Yeah. I know it's a grown man. It's,
you know,
a grown
why?
Man
because
liquor.
It has aged sugar cane, so it gives it that flavor.
What the fuck you mean? That's why it tastes like Hennessy has
because
aged
Hennessy,
sugar cane?
No, Hennessy has a sweet at the end. Has a sweet taste at the end. So that's why you get that little ting. In the back, okay. End, you know,
but that's cognac and this is rum,
right?
Completely different, but it kind of has a hint of Hennessy in it.
Yes, yeah,
it
does. It's because of the sugar cane.
Rum de caca, ladies and gentlemen.
Rum Zacapa. Get it cracking.
All right, and what you drinking? So you're drinking that shit with?
Yeah, I'm just mixing it up.
All right. Well, yeah. Shit.
Yep.
All right, fellas. Well, what's good with y'all? What's new? Speak to me.
Yo, we out here watching for Jay.
Like always. Rich, what's up? What's been with you? What you been up to?
Honestly, just been working.
Tell us about life.
But that's boring, right? Nobody wants to hear that. Everybody's been working. You know, honestly, I got to say one thing. I went to Home Depot today, and I'm a homeowner, and we already talked about that. But I got me a nice little tool to get my weeds out, and I'm kind of excited about it. So I'm going to be doing that tomorrow. So I got a big day planned. This little yard work.
Excited to do yard work.
Little yard work. That's when you know you're a homeowner.
No, not even a homeowner. Like you have nothing. You have nothing to look forward to but yard work, and you get excited for it because that's what the day's going to consist of.
Honestly, though, it's like we're blessed to live where we live because it's going to be 73 degrees tomorrow, and it's February 9th tomorrow, and it's like. I am excited because when you got a house and it's your pride, you know, and I don't know, man, it's like you just like to make your stuff look good.
You're going to do your weeds and drink your rum de caca.
Yeah, honestly, we're going to chill.
I did today, I had a cup of.
I didn't get there yet. Let me get to it. Let me ask
you. Hey, nobody cares.
You don't have to ask me.
Who said Rich was done?
I come on in and just let you know what I did today.
Yeah. Jeez.
Okay. Well, Luigi, what's up? What you?
What I was doing today? Well, anyway. Rich talked about pulling weeds, and he was gonna pull weeds some more, drink his ron de caca. Well, I had my little drink today. I had some seltzer with some vodka, and I had to pull weeds today. But the difference is, I got two teenage boys at home, so I had them pulling weeds while I was drinking. While I was drinking my little, how you doing? I had them pulling weeds.
I'm pretty sure my nephews pulling my weeds when they were over here too.
Hell yeah.
Hey. That's what nephews are for though, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Hey.
Why not?
Had the nephews pulling my weeds and had the nieces doing my dishes.
You heard up.
Hey.
I'm going to borrow your kids next week.
I had my boys doing my weeds, had the wife doing laundry. Baby, I was in the front just looking at the you know, at the neighbor like, how you doing? I'm here.
This is sexism.
How you doing?
How dare you?
How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah.
When you dealt, you know, you got to play the cards you dealt.
Okay. Okay.
I got dealt those cards, so I got to play them.
All right. Well, let me tell you what I've been doing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Working my ass off.
Can you hit yourself with the crickets?
Sure.
There you go.
But then, you know, just trying to get the podcast room set up again because we had all the equipment out there in Vegas and shit, and bringing it back and adding new shit to the podcast room, to the studio looking officials.
Yes, getting sir.
You know, we're grinding, we're making things happen.
Grinding. But remember, last week you were busy too. You had this nice little Super Bowl thing going in your house.
Oh shit,
that was a great time.
Let me tell you something. That was a last minute put together Super Bowl party that turned out to be probably the best Super party I've ever been a part of.
Meanwhile, day before Saturday, he was in my house with his wife talking about, I'm not having a Super Bowl party. I'm having a Super Bowl viewing.
Yeah, because they're like, okay. They're
going to come to my house and just watch the game. Meanwhile, we already knew what was going to turn out. We got to his house, and it was like the best time. I haven't been to a Super Bowl party that good in years.
We had like 17 bottles, and I think we finished 16 of them.
Oh my God.
And everyone was like,
I couldn't keep up.
We even had my in-laws in the house.
Yeah.
We had in-laws. We have people from all ages.
Shout out to Dave.
Oh man. We were wilding out.
First of all, when Dave came in, we asked him, yo, Dave, how you trying to get today? What kind of drunk?
Whatever you want to be on.
He said, oh, 30%. We was like, okay. By the time he left, he was like, oh, I think I passed that. I'm at like 70 right now. We were like, okay, we already knew it.
That was Dave on the camping trip, too.
He's not a drinker, man. No. So when he gets around us, he likes to hang out with the boys.
I think we be positive influence.
Push it to the limit. Yeah.
Limit.
Yeah.
I think we bad influence on Dave because
Dave's a good dude, though, man.
Every time he comes around us, he's like, nah, I'm not drinking that much, fellas. Meanwhile, he's looking at Johnny, yo, my drink is empty.
He shakes his ice on an empty cup He looks at me and goes, what's the problem here?
That's when you know Dave's a boss.
I got you.
He's a good person.
That Super Bowl party, the Super Bowl was dope for the first in a long year, in a long time. I was so excited to watch a Super Bowl.
No
Patriots in it. Ratings were through the roof. Like, the shit was official.
Shout out to Andy Reid, too.
Yeah.
Shout out to Andy Reid and the Chiefs.
That was a great Super Bowl to watch.
Yeah.
It wasn't no blowout. You're like, oh my God, let me stop watching. No.
Yeah.
You were glued to the TV because these teams, it was just great. Not only you had like 15 people in your house, it was a pretty good amount of people in your house.
Yeah, it was a lot of people in my house. It was good. Mm-hmm. We were hanging out. We were playing. When you have a Super Bowl party, you have to have a backyard because you have to have a cornhole tournament, which me and Luigi mopped everybody up.
We mopped them.
You have to have the cornhole tournament. You have to have little beers going. You have the barbecue going. You got to do a little bit of everything. So it was done.
It was fun, man. The ladies made salsas.
Oh, it was
some good salsa.
It was good. We had we had some nice
and
buffalo
Dave,
dip.
And then Dave and then Mrs. Page. What's
Robin?
Robin. Well, they brought like a really good queso dip, right?
Oh, the buffalo dip.
Buffalo
dip. You got to have buffalo.
So good.
What dips were your favorite dip? What at all time?
Buffalo dip.
Buffalo dip.
Buffalo dip. Hands down.
Buffalo chicken dip.
Yep. That's mine.
That was dope.
Yep. Or if you're gonna make like ground beef with like cheese.
Oh, Paige did some cheese dip. Let me ask you
something. If you eat a lot of that buffalo dip, when you have the shits, do you feel it coming out?
It depends. It depends on how hot you make it. But well, I didn't have it.
Yeah. Yo.
Well, I think
that was me at work.
Well, when Robin brought that in on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, I tasted it. Right, and it wasn't too spicy. It was just perfect. I don't think it was too spicy.
I love it so much, and I OD on it, and I be eating that shit, and it should be.
But it's hard not to OD.
You know that you need to stop. But you can't go and get it. You keep going.
That shit hurt coming out.
But that shit's so good because that reminds me of the way Kelly makes it back in New York. Uh-huh. Oh man, she put me onto that, and then when I saw Robin bring in, I said, "Yo, I got to dip into that."
Yo.
That shit hurt coming out.
Dude, when you eat, it's been a while since I've had them burning shits where it's like, you know, you're maybe eating some jalapenos, you got a pizza and you got some jalapenos or something, you're eating hot the night before and you're taking those shits where it's just like, it burns. It's been a while. It's been a while since I've had those shits.
Same here.
I honestly don't remember the last
time. Same here. I don't.
Yeah. I don't. That was Johnny all day.
And it sounded like that too. It was hurting my stomach. But also, it's because I went vegan for a month. So my stomach was like still
confused.
What's going on here?
Your body's like, what are you doing to
us? That's probably why.
It was rejecting it, but now it like it needs more of it.
Yeah. Now it wants more.
Luigi, you asked me a question early. What was your question you asked me about the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl?
About the Chiefs and the Niners.
Well, it was such a good game, but do you think the Chiefs won the game or did the 49ers just lose it? That's one of them questions you like you gotta think.
Bro. Yo, nah. The Chiefs won that game.
Yeah. I would have to agree.
Everyone in our house was going for the Chiefs.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yes. The 49ers defense is it's what got them to the Super Bowl, pretty much. When you win the week before the championship game, the NFC championship game, with throwing only 6 passes and relying on your run game. And which is a beast. It was a beast.
And they showed it. They showed it.
But they threw 6 passes and they won that game, an NFC championship game. Like, when you go into a Super Bowl, you can't just throw 6 passes and expect to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
See, the thing is, too, is I think your question's valid because in the fourth quarter, the Niners were up by double digits. And the Niners got to where they were because they were running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the Super Bowl. I'm just saying overall in the season. Like the week before in the AFC in the NFC championship game, they ran the ball.
Yeah, because
like,
you know
they got like
during the season, the 49ers point per touchdown were 70% ground, 30% air.
And it's like I was watching that Super Bowl and I'm thinking, okay, you already got a double digit lead. Kyle Shanahan needs to just run this ball. But I kept seeing him like passing it. I'm like, what are you doing? Like kill the clock, run the ball. And that's where I think your question's valid because it's like, did San Francisco lose it as in bad play call?
Right, exactly.
Or did Kansas City win, you know, by obviously.
But that's why that makes that question so hard, right? Because 3 consecutive games, the Chiefs had come back from deficit to win the game. And they're by double digits.
Yeah, I think you have to give Kansas City credit. That's why I say Kansas City won it and San Francisco didn't.
They dug deep.
Yeah.
They dug deep.
I just think Patrick Mahomes, when that first touchdown he scored, when he took that shot from the DB,
mm-hmm.
and he just looked up and was like,
He popped right up.
He took a shot, too.
And then he scores a touchdown the next play. He was hungry.
He popped right up. And that showed you, like, I belong.
Dude,
How many interceptions did he throw? 3?
2.
No, I don't think he
threw 3.
Yeah, he threw 2. I think 2 interceptions.
Yeah.
But that didn't change him at all.
No. You throw 1 interception in a game, and especially in the Super Bowl, you're confident it's shot.
That young of a quarterback.
Not him. Yo, you saw that parade? My man was catching beers one-handed.
Well, Kelsey was going nuts, too.
Catching beers one-handed. The crowd was throwing beers at him.
He was just snatching them.
And then chugging them.
I love
it. Travis Kelsey. Travis
Kelsey was wild. Did you see his speech? Did you see Kelsey's speech?
Yo.
You got to fight for your right to party.
Yo, KC is wild. I didn't know KC was that wild. That's what you got doing in KC, yo.
Tight ends are crazy, dude. You don't fuck with tight ends.
Shit.
We got to do it.
But we all know what's the best part of that Super Bowl.
Commercials.
As I take a drink.
Commercials.
You know what we're about to talk about.
Let's get loud. Let's get loud. Woo.
Oh. What a fucking halftime show.
To be honest, like these past Super Bowls, it's hard for me to like just pay attention to the whole halftime show.
Yeah.
Because I get bored easily. But this halftime show, I was glued to that TV.
You know, we were all glued.
Most people during halftime shows are like, yo, baby, give me another drink. You know?
Nobody wanted to leave.
I was like, yo, baby, give me that lotion.
Yo, baby, like, spit on my shit real quick.
Right. Yo, baby, get over here.
But it's only right the way they did it in Miami.
Yeah, you got
it's it. It's only right.
You got it. Yeah. Miami, you knew it was going to be like that Latino, you know, like.
You know they're going to do the Latino vibe.
Pitbull got shit on, though. Where's Pitbull at? You know? But they did bring the hot art. You know, Bad Bunny, J Balvin.
Listen, that was the first Super Bowl in NFL history that the halftime show was all Latino stars.
That's why I thought Mr. 305 would be there, Mr. Worldwide.
Nah.
He didn't. I don't think he would have.
He washed up.
Dallas.
I don't think he would have fit into what they were doing then.
No, not at all.
When Bad Bunny came out and J Balvin, I was like, what the fuck?
I was just waiting for Daddy Yankee and Nicky Jam.
Oh, man. But that halftime show.
If Nicky Jam came out, I knew you would have been in the bathroom with the lotion.
Oh, easy. Easily. But that halftime show, man.
Shakira. Shakira.
She still got it.
Shakira.
Hey, J-Lo. Yo, I'm from the Bronx, baby. I'm not from the Bronx, but I'm from the Bronx baby.
I was repping the Bronx hard.
You saw the memes, how Puerto Ricans go to sleep tonight, and they were sleeping with their Puerto Rican flag at their blanket. That was me.
Hell yeah.
Yo, that.
They tore it up, though.
Don't get fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the block. I used to have a little, now I have a lot.
Yo,
damn.
They did it.
And you know what's sad is, of course, someone always has to fuck it up. Someone always got to ruin the shit.
Let me tell you, man.
Yo, I can say, maybe I'm being a little biased. One, because I'm Puerto Rican, and one, because I love J-Lo and Shakira. Yeah, I'm okay. And it was a whole Latin theme halftime show, but it was just like, I haven't seen a good halftime show like that. But honestly,
in a long time.
I'd probably say like 3 years or 2 years when Justin Timberlake did his.
Yeah, JT killed it.
His halftime show was dope.
JT killed it.
But after that, I haven't seen a halftime, especially with all the politics and all the bullshit going on.
Yeah.
And all the kneeling and the Kaepernick. It's just been so wild, yo. We haven't seen any good like halftime show.
Right, take our heads out of that.
This shit was wild.
Well, nobody wants to be a part of it ever since like the Kaepernick kneeling. Like the big A-list celebrities are trying to like boycott the NFL. But like Shakira and J-Lo, with it being in Miami and Bad Bunny. And
they just did it right.
They killed it. They saved the halftime show performance.
And not only that, Shakira is 43. And J-Lo is 50.
Yeah. 50.
50.
Yeah. They look good. They
50
look
good. Years old.
They look good.
I still can't believe how old she is.
I hope I look that good when I'm
She looks age. 19.
Shakira is 43 and shaking them hips like that.
Her hips.
And J-Lo is 50.
And her hips her tongue
still
like
don't
that.
Lie.
That might be a new drop.
Yeah.
I have to get that on.
Yeah.
That shit was.
They did kill it.
Yeah, but let's talk about that whole halftime show.
Like, people got to fucking ruin it.
Always. Someone's got to come out, say some stupid shit about it. And I see memes throughout the week, you know, before I get to this news that I got, that people are like, oh, that halftime show was, like, a little too much, blah, blah, blah. And I see the meme says that people that didn't like the halftime show, they don't use Adobo.
What?
I seen the meme that says people who didn't like the halftime show don't use Adobo.
Yeah, that's
the seasoning.
Much, just, yeah.
That's pretty much sums it up.
So pretty much white people?
Yeah. People
but,
don't like
but
to
have I use adobo because I'm dating a Mexican. You know?
There you go.
I didn't know what adobo was until I dated her.
Adobo.
I thought it was
adobo.
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 Now, talk about that whole people always got something to say. You heard about this this Christian pastor that he's suing the NFL for $867
trillion.
Trillion dollars. Not love a million it. Dollars.
Not a billion.
This is gold member. $1 trillion.
$867 trillion because he wasn't prepared for supposedly the nudity and the sexual content in this halftime show because he had his son watching this halftime show with him. His son's a teenager. He said his son couldn't sleep at night.
Because he was banking the monkey off.
He wanted to be his meat.
He was traumatized. I said, no, he wasn't traumatized. He was under the covers.
Yeah.
My man was stroking it that day.
Yo,
he's like Clarence Carter.
He learned how to peel that skin back that day.
Oh. Easily.
Yeah.
No?
He's,
no.
I know. If I said something like that, you would hit me with crickets.
But how stupid was that? Suing the NFL because made his son feel uncomfortable.
He ain't really suing
him. His son became a man.
Yeah. He was just like, he on a rant on YouTube. That I seen, and he was all bitching about it. Well, treat me, I'm offended.
You know what? Yeah.
But here's the thing. Of course, you're fucking offended. Yeah, you're offended. But where was all this shit popping up last year when you had the dude from fucking, what, Maroon 5?
Yeah, when you got fucking Adam Levine. Taking his shirt off.
The whole performance.
Chicks are fingering themselves like stage side.
He's got his pants like below. He's got like.
Right, so you see the V.
He's got the shit.
Yeah.
You see the flying V downtown.
You got the V that I got going on.
Yeah, he's got the V that I walk around my house with.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, it's my house. So I walk around with the V out and it drives my wife
crazy.
But
nobody said nothing. Because he's of
he's a tattooed white guy.
He's Caucasian.
Yeah, right. Fuck at it. They gonna not one peep. You didn't hear nothing.
Oh my god, he killed it.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You didn't hear nobody saying my daughter was fucking aroused and this is he's almost got his cock out in the
pretty
whole
much.
Fucking performance.
But pretty much.
But now we have a Latin show.
Right. And they were covered.
It was all sparkles and nice dresses. A Latin show.
So what? They bent over a few times.
On halftime and then shaking booties and hips. All of a sudden, now is a big thing.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Slap yourself.
Get the fuck out of here.
I swear. Damn hypocrites out there.
Yeah, that shit was
hypocrites.
Outrageous. I can't believe that bullshit.
That was bullshit. So to whoever you are suing the NFL, slap your fucking
self. But I'm going to tell you something right now.
Get the hell out of here.
If he is suing.
And you have a case.
And you might have a case.
And you have a case.
I'm with you, brother.
Right.
Let me join that shit because I feel.
Maybe you want to be a sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah, shit. I feel like, yo, I shouldn't have to walk around with this boner.
Wait, what?
And get myself in trouble and possibly get in trouble with my wife because you put this shit on TV. I can't help it.
Right? You got some movement downtown and you're like, hey, what's going on there? Hey.
No, I didn't get a boner. I'm driving back. Listen, I didn't. I couldn't.
Wife sitting next to you. She's wearing a sweater. Oh. Nothing attractive.
I ain't trying to get
cut. She's looking downtown. She's like, why are you excited? You know, I'm not doing
it. I'm watching the TV. She's watching the TV, but she looks at the TV and she looks down.
Right.
She looks at the TV, she looks down. Nah, you ain't
catching
me.
It's like a plant growing. It's like watching a plant grow.
I was watching the TV and my wife was just watching me. She didn't know who the hell was performing at halftime. She was just looking at me.
You just feel her breathing down her neck.
My shit was soft as a pillow.
You're like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna go grab a beer. You need anything? That's a safe route.
Who? How dare them put this shit on?
I can't believe that they're not wearing, you know, full clothes. Jeez.
But it's what it is, man. People always gonna have something to say. It's always some bullshit.
Haters are gonna hate
the next day, but they don't say shit when it's fucking Adam Levine and whoever and the Maroon 5 and the dude and the fucking with his cock out and shit. He could probably pull his cock out. They wouldn't have said nothing.
Women are crazy though. Honestly, you think about it, women go nuts over a fresh meat of balls and you know like an attractive. Human, you know, that's
I can't even walk around like that in my house because I if I walk around with my shirt off my house, my wife is all over me and I don't blame her.
Yeah,
like I mean, have you seen this?
Why are you laughing?
So I try to like I wear a lot of hoodies and shit, like Come on, man. I don't do that. I got you.
You should wear tight basketball shorts. Like, you know, like, you know, the NBA is changing that.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna start
going
wearing
short shorts.
I'm gonna start wearing the John Stockton's.
Yeah, you need the John Stockton's. The Larry Bird's.
The John Stockton shorts. Remember those shits?
Shit.
Like, yeah, your right ball be hanging out while you're running.
That's like some bad grandpa shit.
I said,
you guys see bad grandpa?
I said, we need a shot. Who needs a shot? Woo. It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday night.
I shouldn't say what night it is, but
you just did.
It's over. It's on Raw. It's Raw and uncut. So it's Saturday.
What is this?
What you gonna do?
A shot of Jaeger.
It's a weekend night, and we're good.
We're recording on the weekend. Matter of fact, so what are you guys doing?
On a Tuesday.
Oh no, I can't.
No.
Oh no.
Good thing the wifey's drinking water downtown, downstairs. You know. I'll do one.
That's what you think.
I told her she would. I said, you know what?
I'm drinking. We're tonight in the studio, and you think the wives downstairs just fucking reading a book?
I honestly, I just went down there to grab
First of all,
bottle.
As soon as we came upstairs, they made up right away. They was like, we're just waiting for
them
to
leave. There was some hot tension.
We're just waiting for them to leave. Now they probably drunker than us right now.
Yeah.
Ash is sleeping.
Okay.
I literally went down there. She's sleeping. Cheers.
To myself.
There you go.
Cheers.
Well, we got one shot glass in this studio, and we're going to all do shots. What are you guys doing shots of? I'm doing some Jägermeister. It's like licorice.
I'll do some of that black velvet.
Ooh.
I ain't fucking that Jägermeister.
Fuck all that. Ooh. Fuck all that.
Punch me in the gut. Man. Also, real quick.
Yeah.
We just finished watching the Jon Jones fight. The UFC Jon Jones fight against
Dominic Reyes. Fuck Jon Jones.
Yo.
What a terrible call.
Dominic Reyes won that fucking fight.
Dominated.
Yo, yeah. They robbed him. I hate fucking Jon Jones. Reyes
deserved to win that fight.
He
deserved to win that fight.
He won the first three rounds.
Easily.
The fourth round could have been 50-50, I would say. Yeah. Maybe Jon Jones, maybe. Only because he got the takedown.
That Dominic Reyes popped right back up.
Yeah. Right up, real quick.
Yep.
And then the last round, we'll give it to Jon Jones.
So he won a round
Get
and a half.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I thought that was definitely Reyes' fight.
I'm tired
Dominic
of
Reyes.
Yo, now politics is getting into the MMA and all that shit, man.
That shit, yo.
It's like the NFL where the refs make bad calls. Now the judges are making bad calls.
Yeah, but now, dude, I think the only reason they gave Jon Jones that fight because if he won this fight. Because
his grandma was in town.
No, he would have been the only fighter in UFC history to defend the title 14 consecutive times with a win. Or have 14 title fights without a loss. And I don't give a fuck about no record. Records were meant to be broken anyway.
Yeah. They're probably going to test him, and he's going to come up positive for fucking steroids or other shit.
Or some cocaine or something.
You know what I think about that Jon Jones win?
Oh, boy. What the? You got to talk into that mic, you nasty ass. How's that smell?
And that wasn't a fucking drop.
That smells good.
That wasn't a drop.
Smells good.
That was a raw...
This nigga, we all gonna get the coronavirus right
Real
now.
Real life. You fucking farting the coronavirus. He just farted into his own mic, and now he's gonna talk into it. You didn't think that went through, huh?
No, honestly, I didn't.
You didn't think that went through, you fucking donkey.
Nah, but fuck it, man. Me, John, and Rich, we watched that fight from round
all
one to round
us.
Five. And we was like, yo, this is the first time John Jones can get his ass handed to him. We was like, yo, he's done.
Johnny was getting hot.
Because I hate Jon Jones. And it's just not, I don't want to say hate. No, fuck that. I hate this. I hate that dude. It's because I hate people who
cheat,
piss away talent. Not only did he piss away talent, you already got caught for doing steroids. You already got caught for all this other bullshit, and you don't learn your lesson. And then you go around and piss it away, and you do stupid shit, and then they let you back in the UFC, and you do the stupid shit again.
And
you don't deserve it.
You don't. And at the end of the fight, they was asking a question. He was praising Dominic Reyes till like...
Which he should have.
Like, he was praising him, because in deep inside, he knew he lost that fight.
And all he tried to do was justify... Him, he was like, well, I took him down. He took him down, what, three times?
Twice in the fourth round.
Fourth, yeah, and barely.
Because Dominic popped right
and
up.
You give him the fucking win? Like, get the fuck out of here. That shit was
stupid.
Yo, Rich, you good? My man.
Yeah, I'm good.
My man. Like,
yo, he's having problems over here.
Good. Good. I'm good. Ask me what I think about John Jones.
Oh, there we go again.
He got to talk into that shit. he got little baby farts.
I got a little.
He a grown ass man. He go, bleep.
He said, ask me what I think about John Jones.
Yeah. It's like, ask me what I think about John Jones.
Talk into that mic.
It's like,
how that smell?
little air biscuit.
Yeah, so that's what pisses me off about, you know, professional combat fighting nowadays. It's all politics now.
That's some bullshit. Anyway, he lost that fight. Yo, Reyes, you got a new fan over here.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. I'm a believer.
I'm a believer. What else you got?
He's got a bright future.
Luigi, what else stories you got for us, yo? What's buzzing this week?
Well, let me tell you what's buzzing. Let me tell you what's buzzing this week.
I hate when he talks like that.
What the fuck?
Exactly. Talk like that.
All right, so let me tell you what's buzzing. First of all,
let me tell you what's buzzing, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me tell you what's hot in them.
Well,
them
you
roads.
Know, Rich and Johnny, we don't talk politics at all. We hate politics. I'm a true believer that there's two things you don't talk about in public. It's politics and your religion.
That's bar talk. That's bar rules.
That's bar rules,
and
right?
When you're in a bar, you don't talk politics, you don't talk religion.
Right? That's a rule.
Right.
But, you know, just to chime in on this for a little bit, not a lot.
Go ahead, chime in on it.
You know, Trump's impeachment was dropped, right?
Hit him with the crickets.
No.
We already talked about this pre-show.
Well, I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
All right, go ahead.
You don't have to educate yourself. Just get a laugh out of it because all of a sudden, his shit was dropped, right?
Which we knew what was going to happen, which was going to happen. There was no way he was ever going to be removed from office.
But the thing is, why wait this long?
He
only has up until November. Listen, so why try to impeach him? Just let him fucking write it out.
Majority of the House is Republicans. They were not going to remove him from office. He had to get Democrat votes and Republican votes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't give a fuck if they're Republicans, Democrats, he's a
Republican.
Dominican, Puerto Rican. I don't give a shit.
It makes a difference.
Yeah, there was no way. So everyone knew this was
Trump is a Republican. So right. the Republicans
why go through with it? Because I just think that if
he was still impeached,
they had a chance of being impeached by, you know, by the full term extent, then he won't be able to run.
No president has ever been removed from office.
Right. But they thought they had a shot with him, which I didn't think so.
Nah.
Like, how you going to do it 3 years, 3.5 years after he took office? Like, let him fucking write it out.
And one thing I want to know is, he's coming to an end of a term. You impeach him now?
That's what I'm saying. Why wait?
You're going to remove... let's say he did get removed from office. He got removed from office. What, a couple months after the new election? Like, he's been there for 4 years already. Let him rock it out.
That's what I'm saying. Let him fucking rock it out. Like,
what's the point of that?
But the reason why they're doing it is because they know he's going to get reelected.
They know he has a real good chance to get reelected. That's why they're trying to impeach him. Like, I don't give a fuck about him anyway. But why do it now? Why not do it when he first took office? Right now, it's just a waste of everybody's time. Waste of CNN time. Waste of everybody's time.
What's ratings?
It's ratings. That shit, that rating bullshit.
So, fuck the politics. What else we got there?
Well,
what else is buzzing?
Let me tell you something.
Tell us, brother.
Not that it's not news. Maybe it's in the news, but I drive all day because, you know, I drive for the service and whatnot.
Yeah, we get it.
And how many crazy motherfucking drivers are in Arizona?
There's a lot.
There is a ton.
Dude, I never seen so many stupid drivers in Arizona. I'm from New York, so if you drive in New York, you can drive anywhere. Arizona has fucking 5-lane freeways. How the fuck do you still find a way to hit somebody?
75 miles an hour.
How the fuck?
Speed limit.
How the fuck do you find a way to hit somebody? You have 5 fucking lanes.
See, here's the deal.
What happened?
Here's the deal.
I was on my way home one day, right? And I was on Deer Valley and 91st coming down.
Well, the listeners don't know what the fuck Deer Valley is.
Well, Deer Valley's in Peoria.
You were coming down the street. Go ahead.
I was coming down the street.
They don't know what Peoria is either. You were coming down the street, and then what happened?
Yeah, and I'm like, this is a fucking holdup. This traffic, I'm like, there's never traffic over here. So as I'm getting closer to the fucking light, I see cop lights. I said, oh, who the fuck? What the fuck happened here? A fucking car flipped over. I guess you know how you get that green light to make that left while everybody's still waiting?
Yeah.
This is fucking them new Jeeps. They got the long bed on now.
Uh-huh.
You seen the new Jeeps?
Yeah, the new Jeeps, the Wranglers.
They got the cabin
on it. They got the cabin in the back.
Yo, This it was a green one. This motherfucker, I guess, he took that light hot. And we made that left, yo. He said he flipped. Said, doom, doom, doom. Yo, that shit was upside down. I'm passing. I'm like, this motherfucker.
The thing you gotta
look. How the fuck? Like, I guess he was trying to, like, beat the light. Nigga, you got a Jeep. I don't give a fuck what it is. A Jeep is a Jeep. They know to roll over when you take hot turns like that.
We probably got some of the worst drivers here because you think about it. Arizona is a very transplant state. So you got drivers from all over the country that are moving here. And then you got them all driving together. So it's like mixing a lot of different things and putting it in one bucket. And then they're driving. You know what I mean? So like that's the one thing you're gonna have to, you know, realize is we do have a lot of shitty drivers because they're all
I hate it.
From all over the place.
And I drive, but I'm a defensive driver. Like I drive, but
you're a defensive driver. Okay, all right, okay.
Yeah. I'm a defensive driver. Like I look to the guy to the right of me, to the left of me.
My eyes are moving
behind me. Cause if this motherfucker to
you
my
look
right
at the guy behind you?
No. Pause. Pause. Like, if the person driving to the right of me is making, like, a quick, right? I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, what the fuck you doing? Like, I'm paying attention. Because even though it's a 5-lane freeway in Arizona, most of all the freeways.
This is why I stay home. Rich, don't do it a fucking, don't do it again.
All these motherfuckers still find a way to
I got gas.
These motherfuckers find a way to hit somebody. Like, I hate these fucking Arizona drivers.
This is why I stay home. And you know what I do when I stay home? Yo, this dude is.
I got gas.
Yo, the window's not open in the studio.
it's like a bunch of potheads. We're just clamming out. I'm clamming it out. We're clamming out.
Who
right
fucking
now.
Mans is this over
yo.
Here?
Yo, I don't know what the fuck he ate.
I got gas.
You got the fucking bubble guts or what? You nervous?
He was having tacos earlier.
Yep.
Oh,
that's what
tacos
it is.
And jalapenos.
He's having fucking salmonella tacos.
Oh man,
yeah, summer. You got the
that's
fucking.
Probably not the last one. I'll
you got the
right
corona.
Now.
You had fucking corona.
Hey, this is
tacos.
Raw and uncut. I'm not gonna go to the bathroom to fart. Hey, yeah, the listeners are gonna hear what really is like the real me.
Ebola poppers.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. This is why I fucking stay home. I don't drive home. And when I stay home, you know what I do when I stay home? I watch Netflix. Mm. I watch Netflix, and let me tell you what I've been watching on Netflix. You guys are into any series right now? Because I'll tell you what series
I'm
in.
Ashley and I just got into one.
I'm in a hot one.
The
right
Stranger.
Now.
That's what we're into.
The Stranger?
The Stranger. It's actually pretty good.
What
the
is it
Stranger.
About?
I heard about that.
I don't want to go into details. You just got to look into it.
Okay. Well, I've been watching.
It's good.
We've been. So, when we were recovering from the Super Bowl party on Monday, last Monday or whatever.
Or Super Bowl. You're recovering.
Yeah, we were recovering from it. We stood in bed all day long. Had the day off. She had the day off all day long. And we watched this new series. It's called I'm a Killer. I'm a Killer.
Yes.
It's fucking insane. It's a documentary of real life people who are on death row. So these inmates are on death row and they get interviewed and they get asked their side of the story on why they killed the person they killed. And believe it or not, some of it is like justifiable of like why they did it. But then when you listen to it, because they start to show off with the killer telling you his side of the story on why he did it, why he was traumatized, whatever reason it was.
Right.
And it makes you sink into it. And you're like, damn, I get it. That's fucked up, man. He has, all right. Okay.
Like,
maybe I'm with him.
What drove that person to do it?
You're like, all right, maybe I'm with him. But then they give you the victim side of the story. So the victims, the family.
Oh, family.
Not like, the actual victim. Obviously, the victim's family, you get their side of the story, what happened. And then you get the cops, the police side of the story.
It's three stories,
on
baby.
Why he actually was convicted.
Stories. And they're all different, right?
And then you're like, they're different. And you're like, wow, this shit, I was just believing this dude. I was convinced. And then you hear the other side of it. So you're like, yo. This shit is wild.
It's a lot of stories.
You gotta watch I'm a Killer on Netflix. That's dope. That's
okay.
dope.
Okay.
That's dope.
Well, I started watching. It's not a series. It's like a mini series, like a two-part stuff. I'm big. Yo, I don't know, but I'm big into like the Animal Planet shit.
I like that stuff.
I love
like, that shit.
Nat Geo
Serengeti.
Is my shit.
Nat Geo, yeah.
Serengeti
and all that.
Oh, that shit's hot.
There's a new show on Netflix. I forgot the name, but it's like a new show that shows you how these apex predators like lions and cheetahs and hyenas
tigers
and all that,
yeah,
how they hunt. But there's a new thing going on now that they got special cameras that they record during the night, but through the lens it looks like it's daytime.
Yeah,
there's like a heat sensor or a thermal sensor.
And even that, yeah, it, they have, it's new graphics that makes it actually look like daytime.
But it's actually
nighttime. But it's pitch black night.
Because you can see the reflection on the animal's eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they show you how they hunt at night. It's fucking incredible.
Dude, anything that's related to animals, like fucking Ashley incredible. And I got into Serengeti. There's a few other shows that we got into where it's animal related. And that stuff really is interesting to me because it's real. It's real life. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Survival.
I love it.
I love that shit.
Yeah, I love it.
And it's crazy how like... they in pitch black, they just walk around, chill.
Like nothing.
And they said,
that's insane.
And they go, oh, is that a moose over there? Let me go get this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Is that a raccoon?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Afternoon snack.
I find that shit so interesting.
So we got any other stories? Anything else out there? We all good?
Nah, there's some. It's not a story. I was looking some stupid shit up the other day. And you ever heard of Poseidon's Kiss?
No.
What?
You ever heard of a term called Poseidon's Kiss?
No.
You guys
know. What the fuck is that?
You know who Poseidon is, right? He's the
Greek mythology, Poseidon?
He's the ruler of water.
Yes.
Poseidon's Kiss. So I was looking some shit up, and it popped up, and I thought it was funny.
That's mono.
No.
That's mono disease. Teenagers get it when they fucking making out and they slobbering all the Sam Darnold. That's, they got mono and right, Poseidon.
But that's not what they use.
It's Poseidon not, Kiss means it's got the mono disease because you slobbering all over each other. No, so go ahead. No, that's not it. All right. No, sorry, Sam Darnold.
No, that's not it. Poseidon's Kiss. That term is used when you know how you go take a you go to the bathroom, take a shit, and you got that hard shit coming out your butt. And once it hits the water, that water
splash and hit your butt.
That water splashes and hits your butt.
Yeah,
they call that term Poseidon's Kiss.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's really what it is.
Yes. And I looked it up. I said, this can't be real.
What?
I looked it up and it says,
I love it.
And it says, yeah, once you dump a number two and it hits the water and the reaction splashes up and hits your booty with water, that's called Poseidon's Kiss. Get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
That shit happens all the time.
That shit is called Poseidon's Kiss.
You know when that shit's coming out, you're like, this is going to be it.
You know what's crazy?
That shit's going to go bloop, bloop.
You know what's crazy? Those are
Poseidon's Kiss.
Those are usually the turds that you don't need to wipe. You wipe one time and you're like, you're done.
Because they're so dry.
They're so dry.
They come up so dry
that
when you wipe, it's like nothing there.
It's insane.
It comes out clean.
Yes.
That's what you mean. It comes out clean.
Could you imagine if you just knew like that was the type of shit? You like took a shit and you just straight up got up and without wiping, you just knew. You just got up, put your pants back on and dipped out.
You ever like... didn't wipe your ass good enough and it starts itching.
Yes.
You know you didn't wipe your ass good enough.
And you like, scratching. Fuck.
Yes.
You're like, oh man. It itches instantly.
It does. It gives you like a sign like you didn't fucking wipe.
Or you got like a stinky butthole or something.
No. I'm like that. But
like you didn't wipe.
He said Poseidon's Kiss. No,
that phrase, they use that phrase, it's called Poseidon's Kiss.
I had no idea.
That's fucking funny. That's
like that motherfucker jumps out your toilet water and gives you a kiss in the butt.
That shit happens to me all the time.
So I'm like, damn. I know that nigga personally because he stay kissing my ass, right?
Bloop, bloop.
Poseidon's Kiss.
Oh, shit. But anything else before we take off?
Oh, man.
Before we take off with episode 20, let's get to Phil. Be back talking about bullshit. Have some content
good.
To talk
good.
About.
Yeah, we
it's
just...
been live this
I'm
week.
I'm just glad we back at it.
I know, man. We in the studio.
We're back in the studio, and it's going to be once a week again. We're going to get our shit together and start bringing you more content, like I said.
Stay more consistent.
Real listeners, DM me. Tell me you want some merch. I will send it to you.
Make sure
I'm giving out...
Include the address.
I will give out 5 shirts.
First 5 people
DM me, I will give you Buzzin' Podcast shirts. So
But you gotta listen to this episode to know about
it. I'm not gonna post that on Instagram or anything. Just gotta listen to the episode. If you didn't know that, then you gotta. But if you get a shirt, please
and
post
leave,
it.
Leave your size.
Show some love.
Leave your size.
Show some love, baby. Show
address
some love.
And size.
Tell a friend to tell a friend, baby.
Yo, yeah. Fellas, it's good to be back, yo.
Yes, it is.
Good
yes.
to be back.
Yes.
All right, episode 21. That's a wrap.
Let's get it.
Oh shit!
Oh,
I'll let your boy. Hey. Yo. In the words of Shakira. And we out.
Hey, see ya.
You're a bunch of fucking assholes. You know why? You don't have the guts to be what you want to be. Me, I always tell you, even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy.